Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today, talking price and profitability with Kevin Good of Cattle Facts in just a moment. Cattle producers, you want to be a part of Squared Away, the 63rd annual convention of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, coming up the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of July at the Reed Center in Midwest City. Squared Away will feature keynote speakers Cameron Brewitt of JBS USA, Christina Butts of NCBA, and President-elect of NCBA, Craig Uden. Come on out and check out the trade show as well and network with cattle producers from around the state. For more information, contact the OCA at 405-235-3608.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by Your Checkoff dollar.
Cattle producers that gathered at the Summer Cattle Industry Conference in Denver were reminded how good it was, especially in 2014, when it comes to price and profitability. Kevin Good is with the Cattle Facts organization. After his presentation, he talked with fellow farm broadcaster Ken Rogers about how good it's been and how the ride is not yet over as of yet.
Tell you what, we've had an awful good run as you think about the last couple of years from a price and profitability standpoint, and combination of that and finally breaking that long-term drought with the exception of the West Coast. So we're sitting here with the best moisture conditions on average in 20 years, highest calf values we've ever had. With that, we expanded in 2014. 2015, the expansion went into hyperdrive. I mean, we're really expanding this cow herd. Looks like we could have a cow herd the first of 16 of 1.3 million head bigger. And with that, you know, that's good news. But at the same time, as you play that forward down the road a year or two, means we're going to have more beef in the pipeline, and we're going to have ask the consumer to consume more of our product. And the question is, at what price will he consume that?
And Kevin Good says one of the challenges with the aggressive herd rebuilding, tighter beef supplies, even as we've got bigger supplies of both pork and poultry.
Absolutely. And as you think about that, pork and poultry supplies this year, both of them up 5 to 6%, and they're still profitable, so they're going to expand again next year. So the discrepancy there is real. You know, looking in the rearview mirror, it hasn't mattered that much. But this summer, we're starting to see it. Less featuring for beef, more for the other products. So beef demand actually here, as you look at June and July, is starting to slip below a year ago levels, just like cattle and beef prices are. So that gives us some cause for concern as we move forward.
And Kevin Good says there's another worry playing itself out right now, and that's the strong Yankee dollar.
As we think about it right now, we've got a lot of headwinds. You know, the strong U.S. dollar, which makes our product not only beef but pork and poultry more expensive on the global stage. It also invites more product into the U.S. because of our high 90% trim prices. So that combination is a real issue. As we go forward, you know, it's not only the dollar, but also it's access. Right now, we're shut out of Russia for all proteins, China right now, a lot of countries as far as poultry in particular because of avian flu. And so with all those headwinds, we're having to consume more product at home. You know, per capita supplies of all proteins combined is going to be up about 8-9 pounds this year, which is a huge year-over-year change. And that's why pork prices are down 25-30%, and poultry prices are down 10%. And as we go through the second half of this year, unfortunately, beef prices are starting to fall year-over-year.
Kevin Good with Cattle Facts. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Superior Livestock Auction presents the Video Royale, July 27th through the 31st, offering 137,000 head. Monday's Fort Worth offering includes Southern and South Central calves, yearlings, and Holsteins. Wednesday in Winnemucca offers calves, yearlings, and bred stock from the Rocky Mountain and Western states. Thursday highlights weaned calves and calves on cows from the best ranches in the Western U.S. And wrapping up the auction on Friday are weaned calves and calves on cows from Oregon and Washington. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com today.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.